Hello there, it's Si Smedley here from the Oldham Chronicle, and I'm sat in the boardroom again this morning. It's a rainy Friday morning, but I'm really delighted to have been joined by Carl Spears. Would you prefer me to call you Carl Spears or Carl H. Spears?
Well, Carl H. as a tribute to my father, yeah.
Right, so okay. So, yeah, fantastic to have been joined by Carl H. Spears, and the reason he has come into the Chronicle today is to talk about his new book. And it's your 12th book, isn't it, Carl?
It certainly is, yes.
Yeah, so you've been quite prolific. Now, this one is called I'm On My Way. It's the twists and turns of being a DJ and promoter.
That's right.
You've obviously had bags of experience over the last sort of 30 or 40 years or whatever it is, 30 years. You've had success with some of your other books, Carl. You've done, obviously, as I said, 11 other books. Why this one now at this time?
Well, music is my true love. It's my big passion, like, and it's something I've always wanted to do. And people have asked me, when you want to write about, you know, your DJing and promoting, because I've had such a colourful 15, 20 years DJing and promoting line.
Yeah.
Met some wonderful characters along the way, both locally and nationally.
Yeah.
So I just thought it'd be a good idea. And with having a lot of friends on Facebook as well,
there's
a good market there for me as well to spread the word sort of thing.
Yeah, yeah. We'll just go back just for a minute to just talk a little bit about some of your other books. I mean, you know, you did particularly well with, which was the one that was published by?
Empire, Go Back in Anger, yeah.
I mean, that was sort of quite commercially successful.
Yeah, it was.
You sell a couple of thousand.
Yeah, a couple of thousand of them. A lot on Amazon as well and online.
And what was, just for the benefit of the listeners, that was about some of the
football. Linked to the football vibes in the 70s, right. Like, and the culture and fashion of the time. And me as a teenager and young man in the 70s and 80s and what was going on in my life.
And you've obviously done stuff again about characters from Oldham and that, but you must have always had this sort of compulsion to write then, Carl.
Yes, even at school I was always writing. I was good at English. Creative writing sort of thing. I was always getting good marks for that, but not good at other subjects. So I always had a yearning for writing. I always read books. All my life I read from being able to read, like, sort of thing. So it is a passion of mine, reading and writing,
So this latest offering, it's available in the Chronicle, or it will be available in the Chronicle shop downstairs shortly. But it's about some of your DJ gigs. You sort of split some of the sections down into areas, some of the pubs that you've worked at.
That's right,
for instance, in Jaddy, Werneth, Royton Shaw, you talk about your Cat's Whiskers nights.
That's right.
Just tell me a little bit about the Cat's Whiskers nights, because obviously when it was in its pomp in the 70s, that was sort of before my time, but it was a massively popular
basically
place,
I was a teenager in the 70s, and Monday nights was a teenage night at Cat's Whiskers, which was the biggest club in Oldham. And each Monday night over 1500 teenagers went for 7 or 8 years. It was massive, it was huge. So as I got to my 20s, the talking point whenever you met someone, did you go to Cat's Whiskers? Because it closed in 83. It was a big talking point, a big link to everyone, and everyone sort of connected with it. And from that, I had an idea to do a reunion one day. I kept put it on ice, when I started DJing. And eventually I did one at the Pennine Lounge, and it sold everything in 2 weeks, over 500 people. And I had two very successful years with it, like most things. They run out of steam lights, I think. But
happy days indeed.
Oh, without a doubt, bringing so many people from all over the country to Oldham again, like.
Oh, yeah, you had people from up and down.
Yeah, of course, from Blackpool, from people from Oldham who live in Blackpool, like.
Did you?
People travelling from all over the country, Ireland and all.
Right.
Brilliant.
There's another biggest section on the Northern Soul scene, which I don't think people realise how big it is, really, in these parts. I mean, certainly in the North West generally, where we're getting all that, but in Oldham, it's always been popular.
Definitely. It's a lot of people older than me, the generation before me, they went to Wigan and Twisted Wheel in Manchester.
Yeah.
But from being 17, 18, in the late 70s, I'd always have a love of Northern Soul, and I've been to many events over the years and still do.
Yeah, and they're obviously covered in the book. And then you mention about you've done quite a few audience with nights, haven't
you? Yes, with colourful people,
that you talk about in the book as well, and you've got Frankie Fraser and Joe Royal and
Frank Bruno.
Frank Bruno, course, what was your kind of best one of the audience with the Cal?
The most successful one was the Mad Frankie Fraser.
Was it?
He came at the right price and a fascinating fellow. Like,
where was that?
That was at Royston Con Club.
Right, okay.
All 220 people came that day, it was great. He just did basically a question and answer. He was in his 80s then, but still very smart and sharp.
Yeah.
But that went down very well, yeah.
Yeah, and you've done quite a bit on the candlelight.
Yeah,
I mean that was obviously a popular place back in the day, wasn't it? And is it still going?
It's still going. Yeah, I met Ken. I'd always knew Ken like a nailer, I met him, and we come up with this idea that I promote stuff there, and for 2 years I did very well, if you like.
And there's quite a good section at the back about with a list of DJs as well.
I mean, tribute to the DJs. Over the years.
Obviously, you've come across all these guys, guys and girls, and you probably don't realise how many sort of great DJs there's been over the
years. It's very good over the DJs.
It's always been a vibrant place for music, really, hasn't it?
Well, I think, without doubt, with the live band, that's always been popular in Oldham Lane. I know people in Bolton Stockport who can't believe how good the music scene is in Oldham and has been for years. Makes me proud, obviously, like sort of thing.
Yeah. Do you think that it could ever get back to its glory days, maybe? I mean,
well, with the pubs closing, it's struggling, and with sort of clubs, but the outliners like Royston and Lees, Shaw, Saddleworth, Upper Mill, that sort of thing, they're keeping the music scene going, which is great.
Fantastic. So do you still get out yourself regularly?
Me and my lady, Lana, we like to go see live bands. That's part of our passion and nights out.
Brilliant. And you were telling me before, we'll finish up shortly, Carl. It's been great to talk to you, but this is certainly not the last book. On about doing a big one, aren't you?
My next book is a complete book of Oldham characters. I've done 2 books already.
I'll do
1 final book and try and get as many in as possible.
Yeah.
So if anyone out there is suggesting to people, get in touch with me via Facebook. But I do want to get as many in as possible.
Right.
And then my next project, the year after, is a book called That's Entertainment. And I want to pay tribute to all the singers, DJs, bands in Oldham over the last 50 years.
Fantastic.
That's a dream I've had for many years, and next year is the time I want to complete that.
So have you, with regard to the ultimate characters later this year, have you already started work on that?
Yes, I have, yeah. Well, obviously I'll include all the first 2 books, but I've also got a lot more to go in, so it will be a big bumper book.
I mean, you must have so much in that sort of head of yours, you know, but all the people that you've met.
Yeah, it's fascinating. You're
lucky, really, aren't you? I mean,
I
guess you've met some that you've not really been particularly seen eye to eye with or whatever.
Yeah, of course,
You've met some great characters, I bet.
Well, they do, yeah, that's right, yeah. So it's, I was always attracted to older people when I was a kid. I always liked listening to them, liking the stories. So it's something I've always enjoyed, like listening to older people.
Yeah, fantastic. Well, this book then, just again for the listeners, it's I'm On My Way, and it's very glossy, loads and loads of pictures in here. It's a cracking read. And how much is it from the Chronicle shop?
It's £15.
£15, so it's a bargain. So I would suggest you get out there and get yourself one. Thanks very much, Carl, for joining us.
Thank you, Sam.
Cheers, mate.
Enjoy that.